This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, and you can dial in toll-free, bring up what you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Skype username tonight is lrn.fm. With you, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
We're going to go to your calls and thoughts. Then coming up, the Pirate Party in Iceland is possibly going to be taking power over there, according to the Free Thought Project. We'll tell you more about that. Mark, you actually brought that story in, as did I. So we'll get into that. But first, to the phones and your thoughts. Ricky is on the line in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live via Skype.
The Commonwealth of Pennsylvania there, Brother Ian.
All right, Ricky, I don't respect states and commonwealths, so I'll just call it whatever I want. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay, now, actually, the good news is here. Now, I was chiming in on this recently, my concept. Now, we left off when you said about good government. Now,
no, I didn't say anything about good government. You said that.
It's a contradiction in terms.
It is, yeah.
Now, here's the point. Now, one of the key elements to this, and I got pretty far along on this, is, see, once I have the power in the lower levels, see, unlike, like I say, a Trump who's running for president.
What you mean is you're running for office.
Your hope is to, run for office on a state level, state representatives, and then get together some friends that do the same sort of thing.
Correct. I would first do my local district.
Local.
And then I would
seek power on that level. Basically, do what's already been done in the Free State Project. You want to reinvent the wheel.
Well, he's not a liberty oriented person.
He claims to be.
He's voting for Hillary Clinton.
When faced with the alternative of Donald Trump, I am willing to say that somebody can be liberty oriented by voting for Clinton. What I care about is what their beliefs are.
Well, if I may, then you see, one of the things that I'm looking at doing is. The problem with the, this could be done with one passionate guy. You know, see, the reality is, my concept. See, let me explain it to you. See, once I get past the point, and then when I extend to, I would get the power within PA and use that as a catalyst, okay? Because that's the key. And then extend it to somewhere like, say, New Hampshire, who's
the
really
key to what?
To reunify the states. Now, let me explain what's going to
reunify them.
Right.
What does that even mean?
I'm going to tell you if you listen. See, to rewrite history and to fix the lie, and I'll tell you why. Because the problem we have here in PA would be the greatest place in the world, except we got one little problem. And this is one thing right off the top that wouldn't exist. We have what they call, quote, the state supervising us. We, because the problem is I would remove the state element. Now, it would be
slow down. So let me see if I'm following what you're saying here, because sometimes you're a little disjointed and all over the place. So what you're saying is you would just make the United States just this big thing. It would not have the 50 states in it anymore.
Well, no, basically what we'd have is what my goal would be is to take something that I know is good. Like, you take the purest form of the law of the land. If you look at the Constitution of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, it is the purest form of the law of the land that exists. Literally what Jefferson...
But you want to abolish it.
Than the other state constitutions?
But what you're saying is you want to get rid of the state. Isn't that what you just told
me? Absolutely. But here's the idea. Imagine 50 independent sovereign commonwealths or 50 independent sovereign territories.
Uh-huh.
But how does that line up with the idea of unification?
Because here's the best part. You would have I'm going to explain what good government means. So you would have the people. The power's in the people, like our section two. Then you would have... The fact is, after that, you would then have things like you'd have business and you'd have the government. The fact is, all three areas of these groups of people will be going by the same law of the land and the same constitution. Not like the holes.
Hold on, slow down here. When you say the same constitution, are you saying that the 50 different states would have the same constitution amongst them? Or that they'd be different? Okay.
Correct.
So what's the point of having different states if the constitution is the same?
The idea, because what you would then, you would have independent territories within that. As an example, they could do whatever they wanted to within the states. Okay,
the territories within the states could do whatever they wanted to.
No, territories within the country. So imagine 50 independent sovereign territories.
Wait, now, are we going to keep the same lines that we currently have, or do we get to redraw the lines?
The same. See, that's what Jefferson
wanted. But I don't like the lines. I want new lines.
Independent sovereign territories, what's the point of having them all joined together if they're independent sovereign territories?
First of all, you know what wouldn't be possible? One, it'd be incredibly good for the economy. First of all, and I'll tell you why.
What would be good for the economy? Having 50 independent sovereign territories or having them all together under the same heading? Under the same mega state, which is what we have today. I mean, aren't you just proposing the exact same concept that originally founded the United States?
I like when he talks about what's impossible.
Unification of the states was anything but, because all it did was divide us and not bring us together.
Such a mixed message. Is this as confusing for anybody else here?
Ian, have to bring the states together
so they can be independent,
them so that the independent territories can do what they want.
Out of your mind,
unified state.
Thanks for the call tonight. I think you pretty much summed up his call right there. Nice job. It's very rare that you can take what Ricky says and sum it up one sentence like you just did there.
He's so obsessed with Pennsylvania, I just don't know what else to do with it.
Yeah, look, the whole United States concept is a failure, and it needs to be abandoned. Not retried, retweaked, continually, redone over and over again.
I think that, it's possible to retweak, the Constitution or whatever and make something better than we currently have, but you're not going to get that opportunity. If you're going to wish for things, you might as well wish for something else, because you're not going to be able to rewrite the Constitution. Rewriting the Constitution is probably harder than secession.
Yep, because it takes a bunch of agreement all around.
You might be able to get something like term limits. So USTermLimits.org is working on rewriting the Constitution to include term limits. There's a few things that you might be able to slide past folks, but something like taking government power away from the government and you want to write that into the governing document. That just doesn't that dog won't hunt.
Well, now, Johnny Ray, your thoughts on Ricky's call and proposal? Because you are a very apolitical individual. I mean, you can't possibly support any of this stuff.
Instead of having a union of independent commonwealths, I think we should have a confederation of sovereign unions. And, that's my opinion on it.
I think you should be able to sign up for any one of these governments you want. Provide me the service I'm looking for, cover this particular geographic area with that service, and that'd be great.
So if you want to join us here, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Mark, did you want to share the story about the hackers?
No, I'd refer you to do it. Okay.
You have trouble reading sometimes. Yeah. That's okay. Story here from the Free Thought Project. Is that where yours was from, or did you have another source?
I didn't pull up the story. I've read it several times on the Internet today.
So the Free Thought Project writes, in a country continuing to shirk the ordinary, Iceland's Pirate Party, an amalgamation of anarchists, libertarians, and hackers who want to ban digital surveillance, is predicted to win the country's national elections this Saturday. The collection of free thinkers have upturned the traditional Western political paradigm and hopes to use online public polls to shape government policy and end all internet spying.
Yeah, I've heard this before. Like, people basically have control of their government because, if you were to say, for instance, promise as a representative that, hey, I'm going to put up polls on my website on the issues that we're dealing with, and I'll just take whatever the votes are, and I'll apply them.
Well, of course, a problem with web polls is they're generally not scientific.
You're going to get hacksawed on the very first go.
4chan's going to come in there and put in Harambe or whatever. So I hope they have some sort of solution. But then again, they are the Pirate Party, so they probably know a thing or two about, you know, running a good online poll with IP checking and
maybe they just don't care.
Email addresses. We'll get into what their plan is, what they're talking about doing here. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. And what lessons can be learned from their successes?
Ask Mountain Dew.
That we can apply. I'm not sure what Mountain Dew has anything to do with it.
4chan voted the flavor to be Hitler did nothing wrong.
If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5928. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5928. That's 1-800-959-5928. 1-800-959-5928.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
American-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You tonight's Free Talk Live, you're invited to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The Libertarian Party, they have done some web work today. So they flipped over to a new website, and there were some problems. So the lp.org/FTL page was not working earlier, but it is working now. Their servers seem to be going a little slow. So you'll have
you got
to
a nice new page.
But you'll have to be patient for it to come up. We've been telling you about a free membership in the Libertarian Party that we've secured for you. So this is a big deal because when we started this show years ago in 2002, and when we were syndicated ultimately in 2004, I reached out to the Libertarian Party at that time, and they just didn't care a whit about the fact that there was a life member of their party that had his own radio show that was syndicated, and they just couldn't get them to care. So now here we are, a decade plus later, and finally we've got an agreement. We've got the Libertarian Party advertising with us, which is cool. I'm excited that has finally happened here. I never thought I'd see the day.
By the way, it's case sensitive if you go to lp.org/FTL.
Okay.
It has to be in lowercase.
Lowercase. Thank you for pointing that out. And what happened here is, we've had the disagreements on the show. I am not a fan of Gary Johnson. Not a fan of Bill Well, the presidential and vice presidential candidates of the Libertarian Party. A lot of you out there probably feel the same way. But some of you might be more like Mark, and you are elated that these former Republicans are the selections. You think that they're going to bring more votes to the Libertarian Party. You think watering down the party is a good idea, having a big tent is a good idea. And this has been the eternal conflict within the Libertarian Party. But the fact is, the Libertarian Party is still the best bet on the national level. Look, if you can't make it here to New Hampshire and get active for liberty in our lifetime, the Libertarian Party really is kind of like your only option out there. And so if you want to get involved in this, you've been sitting on the sidelines up until now and you've been just watching and, having your opinions about the Libertarian Party. Well, now you can actually get involved and you've got no excuse because it's free. So if you want to have an effect on the future of the Libertarian Party at the national level, whether you want it to be more big tent or you want it to be more principled and exclusive and more, communicating the principles of liberty, then you can go to lp.org/FTL in lowercase, lp.org/FTL, and you can get your free Libertarian Party membership. You get a free episode, or a free issue of the LP newsletter that they put out, I believe, on a quarterly basis these days. It used to be monthly. I think it's quarterly.
I wouldn't know.
But, they give you a little taste of what it's like to have the full membership. But this is a real membership in the Libertarian Party.
It is.
That you helped negotiate, make this happen, Mark. So check it out. Go to lp.org/FTL, and you can sign up right now. Just be patient with their new website. I think they're getting over some hurdles with that. Anyway, let's go to your calls and thoughts here. We got Willie in California listening in Lake Isabella to KVLI.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, Willie.
Well, I'm listening to some of the gobbledygook that recent caller called about. It's called the United States. Hello. And then some people want to, divide us all and make it work. And, it's United, right?
Well, it's a little hard to understand you, but it sounded like you said that dividing the United States would make things worse. Why?
We'd fall, right? We just
bigger is not necessarily better. I mean,
Liechtenstein's very wealthy, as is Hong Kong.
Those are two of the smallest.
If we don't hang together, gentlemen, we'll all hang separately.
Monaco, Andorra. I mean, frankly, it's very difficult to find a small country that's not wealthy.
Right. Well, of course, right? I mean, they only have some resources. I guess the United States is one of the biggest.
Willie, I don't know if you're talking right into your phone, but it's actually pretty hard to understand you. I'm going to give you one more chance here.
Okay. Signal's bad. Let's see. Anyway, when you talk about government things such as cell phones, they are government to begin with. Basically, any of them are getting cherries on the top already from the government.
They're getting what?
Berries?
They're getting extra money government made already.
So what you're saying is the cell phone companies are intrinsically linked with the government. That much is true. They're regulated by the FCC.
They're made by the government.
They're made by the government?
No. Cell phone companies are not made by the government, unless you're saying the corporation is created by the government.
Without the government, so they already
they are kind of born from Bell Utility, right?
Thanks for the call, Willie. I appreciate hearing from you tonight.
There was a telecommunicative monopoly in the hands of Bell.
Yeah, many decades ago, right?
Many decades ago. And
cell phones were created at that time, that's the suggestion that we would not have come up with the notion of cell phones in the absence of the monopoly that was Ma Bell seems unlikely. But, there's no way to know because we don't have a control group, right? We only have what history has brought us.
We know the FCC stood in the way of cell phones.
Having worked in radio a lot, I can tell you that cell towers aren't owned by the government. The companies that provide the cell service aren't owned by the government. The companies that manufacture the cell phones aren't owned by the government. The Federal Communications Commission does provide...
Well, you could argue that the Chinese government kind of owns the factories in China, but,
Now, but I mean, Motorola wasn't always made in China.
Right, and I don't know which ones are made in China, which ones are made elsewhere. There's probably some that are made elsewhere.
Some have to be made in
Japan or wherever.
And governments don't make things. The only thing they know how to do is tell people that you need them.
So to go back to his original, cell phone companies are their own thing, but they're very obedient to the government. They exist in the way that they do because of government regulation. We'd have more competition if it weren't for the FCC standing in the way and the FCC, regulating these companies and making it difficult for new companies to enter the marketplace. Without the government, we'd have a more robust cell phone business with probably lower prices.
There are lots of cell phone companies out there. Mainly what they do is what the monopoly status has to do with the amount of towers. And this is local.
Which is regulated by local government.
A local government issue more than anything, right? Because everybody's like, I don't like the way they look, or whatever. So mostly what you'll find is these independent companies are just piggybacking on top of the existing company's ownership of these towers.
Right, because it's hard to do a build-out. It takes a lot of money and so on and so forth. Anyway, dividing the country, I fully support it because more choices is better. I don't like the idea of governments or states in general, but I'd rather have 50 of them than one. Because more choices is a good thing to have.
I would like the state from which you are a resident to cover you in the other 50 states with their laws. So, I mean, would it be so much chaos if, for instance, if you're from New Hampshire, you didn't have to pay sales tax? That's for the Florida residents or whatever. Where it is. Do governments absolutely positively have to be tied to the landmass? Because...
it would make criminal prosecutions kind of confusing.
They could deal with your government.
Civil prosecutions.
Your government could provide your public defender, right?
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything that you want. Plus, the Pirate Party and Johnny Ray's Game of the Week on the way here on Free Talk Live.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle Canadian Maple Leaf Austrian Philharmonic OPM Pierre Bar and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves here. Toll free and bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE is our number. That's 855-450-3733. You know, we all know the power of a good T-shirt to catch people's attention. And if you're a fan of Bitcoin and cryptocurrency, you ought to check out store.bitcoin.com. They've got the largest and best selection of T-shirts for the crypto enthusiast. Plus, they got more than that, like the Bitcoin Accepted Here stickers, as well as some art and hardware and other great stuff for sale in Bitcoin, of course. Go to store.bitcoin.com. That's store.bitcoin.com. David is on the line in New Mexico on via Skype. Hello, David.
Hey, gentlemen.
Hey.
I wanted to expand on a little bit on what we were speaking about last night that also ties into a couple other conversations you've had in recent past.
What were we talking about last night? You'll have to recap briefly for people just tuning in.
Psychopaths.
Okay, yes.
First of all, just a little interesting point. Has anybody Googled Hillary Clinton's images and seen those photographs that are on the internet there from when she was in college or that age anyway, as far as looking like a psychopath?
No, I've not done this. Should I be Googling Hillary Clinton's psychopath?
No. All you got to do is Google Hillary and then click on, you know, if you're talking about Google anyway as a search engine, and then just click on images. So it shifts to all images and look at the old black and whites of her in her 20s. And in some sort of law setting, school setting, something like that. I don't know, but you just look at her and you'll see what I'm talking about.
Hmm. How does one look like a psychopath?
That would be my subjective observation, and I guess when I said it to other people, they right away had already come to that subjective opinion all on their own and agreed with me.
She looks like a dorky college girl to me, but anyway, go ahead. Anyway, what you're calling about?
That was just for fun. I had in that conversation talking about the psych industry, I had mentioned how the psych industry can be and is used to basically destroy people or take from people whatever you want to take from them if you're in a position of power where you can implement the use of the psych industry, being, you know, a psychologist, psychiatrist, whatever. And one, for instance, that this ties into my story as well, and, you know, what I'm trying to share with people, because I don't want it to happen to me anymore, and I don't want it to happen to me in the future, and I don't want it to happen to you either or anybody else. And what in the context of a, you know, a normal situation, two parents separating, and then one goes and files, goes to the court, you know, to get the power of the court, files for custody, takes the other parent to court. The moment they pay their filing fee, you know, $137 or whatever it happens to be, they get a temporary judge's order. You know, it's a generic order. With restraining orders, people know it as a TRO, but with I forget the initials, but anyway, T something, and it's a temporary order, temporary TDO, temporary domestic order. So, and the person who pays the money gets that automatically. It's ex parte, meaning that a judge has not heard the other parent
the
has
other
not
side.
Had the opportunity,
right.
Yeah, to be heard. It's just you pay your money and you get this.
The
this
judge
order
issues the order with usually the provision that there will be a full hearing at some point.
Exactly, which glad you asked, because in our country, like all of our courts, our family courts, domestic relations courts, whatever, they're all backed up like 3 and 4 months. And so what that means is that for a period of, you know, 3 or 4 months until you can get before a judge, the person who was smart enough to go pay the money first to the big bad brother, meaning the government, then gets this the power that's enforceable by law enforcement, that favors them, which means that if they happen to have been smart enough to leave the home with the children and got away with that, in other words, I was stupid enough in my case to allow that to happen, not knowing that would set me up for this temporary order. Anyway, so they leave the home with the children, then they go pay the money, they get a temporary order that's enforceable by law enforcement, and now they can block the other parent from seeing the children.
For that time frame.
For that time frame, yes. And in my case, that didn't happen, you know, flat out like that. But what she did do is she certain point, a couple months into it, and it was like a couple weeks before we were going to get to court, she no longer would exchange children with me, and would only, at first she was just only exchanging children with me through an exchange service, so that we weren't meeting privately one on one. And then a couple weeks into that, she changed the order at the service, no longer allowing me to take my own children with me as I always had, but only to visit them in that facility where I had to pay for the visit and such like that. And then, so here's where the psych industry can be used as a weapon. This agency, which, and I'm just going to flat out say it, was staffed by like 8 people and only one of them was male. And so everybody knows where I'm going with that one. They, after utilizing their services like twice for visits, they made a phone call to the judge, and the judge to state certain things of their opinion, and the judge said, okay, well, write it up, and so they did. They wrote a letter that they sent directly to the judge, and based on this one-page letter that just said a bunch of weird stuff, which I can share if anybody's interested, but it was just made me look like a, you know, complete weirdo. And so based on that, the judge, our first day in court where I was happy because I thought that the court was going to now finally protect my rights again, the judge whips out this butt.
Yeah. Must have been your first time there, huh?
Yes, exactly. I have, for the record, I have always been, while being somewhat bright, I've always been extremely naive. Mm. And so, naively, I thought that the court was going to protect me, and I'd finally get, better access to my children. And no, the judge, the first thing she does is she sits down and whips out this letter from this exchange service, where they make me out to be, basically a crazy person. And she writes an order ordering no contact between myself and my children, and that I needed to go get my head examined by a psychiatrist. Or I'm sorry, a psychologist. Mm-hmm. And there's where the danger comes in, because psychiatry is largely subjective.
Subjective, sure.
Yeah, if they want to find something wrong with you, they can. We were talking about the...
But in this case, he could hire his own psychologist. Basically, this is like a... it's just a work order.
Could you hire your own, or was it a court-ordered psychologist?
No, you legally could hire your own. Well, actually, in this case, any psychologist would do, and I was allowed to go, to go find one and get evaluated and submit that report to the court. I was limited by money. I was destroyed at that point, and I was using Medicaid. So you were limited to whom Medicaid would pay.
So the government approved psychologist.
Yeah, exactly. And so that kind of biased, who you were, the forensic psychologist that I ended up finding, which was basically the only one I could find, was by coincidence, was also the contracted forensic psychologist that the Albuquerque Police Department used for whatever needs of a psychologist that they needed. But the point is that if you had money, you could go out and buy the expert of your choice.
Sure.
You see what I'm saying? But without money, then you're limited, and you're into that minefield of being subjectively evaluated by somebody whose motives and belief systems you don't really know. You see
what
I'm saying?
It's a crazy system. David, thanks for sharing your story tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It definitely benefits some over others. It benefits the people with money over others. It tends to benefit the mothers as opposed to the fathers. And you can share your thoughts with us if you want to hear. Coming up, we're going to go to Johnny Ray's Game of the Week. Because, this whole Pirate Party thing is a pretty big story, and I don't think we're going to do it justice in just one segment. Plus, we got room for you if you want to get in here. 855-450-FREE. You can join us on Free Talk Live.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-4295. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-960-4295. 1-800-960-4295.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results.
To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free. Take control of the airwaves. Even in these remaining moments, we got enough time for you if you dial in now at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight in the studio, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
So we'll talk more about the Pirate Party. I think it's an interesting story, an important story, and it deserves more than just a segment, which is all we've got left in tonight's show. So we've got enough time for you if you want to call in and join us. But Johnny Ray, on Sunday night, we didn't get a chance to get to your game of the week, and I wanted to make sure that we did that because I think it's a fun segment. And so what is it? What is this week's Johnny Ray game of the week?
It's RimWorld by Ludeon Studios.
Okay, I remember you talking with Daryl about this game, but I don't know anything about it.
I believe it's called survival strategy or survival crafting or something. It's the game developer said it was inspired by a game called Dwarf Fortress, which I'd heard about for a long time. I'd never played. Dwarf Fortress is sort of a storytelling game, and that's what this is. This game is about telling a story of, by default, three survivors who've crash-landed on one of the Rim Worlds, and they have to fend for themselves. The object of the game is to build a ship to get back out into space.
Is this multiplayer?
No.
Okay.
There is a multiplayer aspect to it that I just got into today, wherein it's called a name-in game. Because I'm trying to, I added a name to the game, and I think it's a name that every player of the game will be subjected to, or is potentially subjected to. An NPC might show up with that person's name, and the name that I bought, it cost me $15 to put a name in the game. The name I bought was Mark Edge. You can also put a nickname in, which I left blank, but I think I'm going to go back and put in Manwich, right?
Okay.
What? So that name in the game is awaiting approval. So hopefully I'll get to see that in the days to come. But so it's the game has a presentation where the game board, if you will, is a giant map of the immediate surroundings of where you crash landed. Okay. And it's just a collection of tiles that might be mud or grass or maybe a bush or a tree or rock. It's so you could tunnel into the rock. I think that is something that I'm just learning about now. And you build a base. You sow crops. You make clothes because the clothes that you crash landed in are going to wear out.
What was it that crash landed? Was it a whole colony of people or
your ship? Let's see. How does the story go? You wake up to blaring sirens, and then your pod is ejected from the ship you're in, and your three pods land on the surface, and they pop open, and you've got your three colonists who are randomly generated with names and abilities, statistics, different things and jobs that they're suited for, some things they're incapable of doing, and you may... Your character is randomized. You can sort of re-roll them as much as you want, but you are encouraged not to do that too much and not to try to create the perfect character because the game is about storytelling. So it's fun sometimes to have a very to have a character that it was created by the game who is very poorly suited to the environment that you've subjected them to, and they take like off all their clothes. They take off all their clothes and start setting fires.
Why do they do that?
Because they're very unhappy.
Oh, I see.
Perhaps perhaps the room that you've built for them or caused them to build. This is a game. It's like a... It's like an ant farm. It's one of my favorite kinds of games where you, for the most part, the way you play the game is not by giving commands to people, but by giving them priorities for what jobs they're going to do.
Interesting. Okay, so it's not like your real-time strategy game where, you know, you're telling people where to go and they're harvesting resources and you're building a base or something like that.
Right. There is a tab that has every kind of job that can be done in the game indexed to every one of your colonists. And sometimes...
Now you start with three, but you're building a colony, right?
Depending on the story that you choose, there are a couple of different story archetypes. There's the three survivors of the crash. There is the rich solo person who's gone out to just live on a rim world somewhere.
So does the colony grow from the three people?
Yeah, people.
If you've got a fertile woman who crash landed on the planet, if you right. don't, if it's three dudes, it does not grow.
You know what? I'm not sure. The game has many similarities to The Sims, where you can have a man and a woman love each other very much and produce a child. I assume that that can happen in Rimworld. I know people can fall in love.
I believe The Sims is just silly enough that they could have two men fall in love and a child just appear.
Rimworld. You're probably right. And PC enough.
Now, the pictures I'm looking at here are all sort of above the colony or above the world. It seems somewhat far away. Can you zoom in and get a closer look at what's going on?
Of course you can zoom in. Don't be ridiculous.
Well, I don't play a lot of games.
All I can tell you right now is I'm triggered that you have to have a man and a woman to create a baby.
It's two-dimensional. The art style is very reminiscent to me of... Oh, gosh, I've forgotten the name of it now. It's a cartoon that was on Comedy Central, South Park.
Okay.
Because the animation is basically your character who is shaped like a South Park character and has the proportions of a South Park character.
That alone is going to make the game popular.
Just gliding along the environment. But it's two-dimensional, but it's like a flat map that you're looking at. So somebody going from, and the map that you're on is a square, so somebody can go from south to north. You will have antagonists pop up from time to time, depending upon your storyteller. When the game starts out, you choose a storyteller, and the storyteller is, I guess, an algorithm that decides these random events that happen.
So are we talking about, other inhabitants of this Rimworld? Pirate
or raiders.
Aliens coming in from the outside?
I think there are aliens that... I've seen screenshots that appear to show aliens.
How long have you been playing the game?
A few weeks.
Okay, so
and
I just...
And it competes with Hearthstone, which, you know,
this is your
I love.
Favorite. You love Hearthstone. Now, Hearthstone's a card game, so it's nothing like that.
Right.
But, you know, I just went... I looked for RimWorld here and just trying to find reviews. It's got a 10 out of 10 on Steam. Now, Steam is a delivery platform for computer games. That seems like a pretty good rating, but I can't find any other reviews. The page I just went on here, Metacritic, which is a website that that generally will show you multiple reviews, has zero reviews on it. It says it is a early access release date to be announced. Is this game not even officially released? Are you playing like a beta?
I think I must be.
But anybody can. Like, as I understand, I've never been on Steam's
release thing.
But
it wasn't free. I believe I paid.
You could pay to have access to an early release.
Yeah.
So they're still programming this game. It's not even finished yet.
Okay.
Presuming Metacritic's correct, I don't know. I mean, it's the only...
I believe it. I guess if I knew that at one time, I've forgotten.
Yeah.
It seems... It's enjoyable enough.
It seems complete. You've enjoyed it.
It's definitely enjoyable enough to pay for it, in my opinion.
Now, are you on your first game, your first playthrough?
No, I've had a couple of playthroughs.
So you've completed the game?
I have not completed the game.
You've lost.
Yes.
Okay. That's a form of completion.
In this game, that I think is how it usually happens, is when you play, you expect to die.
Hmm.
I wasn't even aware. I've heard that there is a way to win the game by building a ship and blasting off. But I think most people, the way that a game usually happens is everybody dies until it's down to one guy who's stripped off all his clothes and is setting fires.
Just so you know, that's how life goes, too. Everybody dies, and there's some guy who's stripped off all his clothes and setting fire.
So, RimWorld, available through the Steam platform, and so how much did you pay for it, do you recall?
I think I paid $44.99.
Wow.
You really just fork it out for the games, man.
He loves them, though. You got to do what you love. Let's go to Paul in Arizona, listening to K-Talks. Go ahead, Paul.
Hey guys. I just was watching. Oh, this is a PG movie I was just watching. So, the guy, he said, women are like cow pies. I said, what? He says, yeah, the older they get, the easier they are to pick up.
All right.
I've been on a farm. This is an accurate assessment of cow pies.
That's true of any old pie.
And my movies, my favorite movies are probably like Blazing Saddles, Airplane, you know.
Airplane, man. You know, do you want to give credit to whatever movie that was? What movie did you get that one from?
It was Agent Cody Banks.
Agent Cody Banks. It sounds like a newer one.
Surely
like
just
a Disney movie.
No, that's probably... No, that's just a Malcolm in the Middle kid. And he was before the Malcolm in the Middle.
Oh, okay. So not that new. All right, Paul. Thanks for the call tonight. We appreciate it, and we'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime,
it's like
the
mature version of Spy Kids.
And Johnny Ray recommends RimWorld. See you tomorrow.
A dozen medical cannabis cultivators and processors have partnered with Medical Genomics to record and track the genetics of cannabis strains on the Bitcoin blockchain. The Massachusetts-based firm has partnered with a preliminary group of 12 cultivators and processors to develop a fully validated genomic-based safety and quality standards for medical cannabis. MGC's StrainSeek service records the unique genetic information of cannabis and hemp strains derived from DNA sequencing into the Bitcoin blockchain database. To learn more, go to news.bitcoin.com.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off! HostGator.com/FTL.
Charlie Daniels. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.